So, who is Jesus? This is a question that has been asked since Jesus was born in Bethlehem. As we know from the scriptures, Mary, at his conception, was told to name him Jesus, and that he would be called the Son of the Most High. He would also reign forever on the throne of his ancestor David. He would be the expected successor to David, who would reign forever. Joseph was told to name him Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. The wise men came seeking one who was born King of the Jews. Herod, the then king, saw his birth as a threat to his power and position. The first Christians became convinced as to the divine nature of this extraordinary human being. The gospel writers in the first century of the Christian era wrote to convince others. Down through the century, all who read the Gospels, that Jesus was truly the expected Messiah for the Jews, but that he was more. He was the Savior of the world. Paul, through his letters, wrote to convince his readers of these same truths. The Gospels of Matthew and Luke begin the story of Jesus with his birth, as we've heard over the Christmas period. The Gospel of John, however, goes back to the very beginning of all things with these words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became a human being and lived among us." In the original Greek, it was the Logos, who was with God and who was God. The Logos was a Greek concept. It meant the expression of the mind, just as in English, words are the expressions of what we're thinking. We speak out. The Logos was God speaking out from the very beginning, from the beginning of creation. The Logos of God, however, was not just words. He was God in action. And so John said, through him all things were made. The Word of God was the one through whom all that exists came into being. It was God in action from the very beginning. It was God in person, in Jesus. John's gospel begins with a witness to this truth. It begins with the human story of Jesus. It begins the human story of Jesus with John the Baptizer. He was a witness to who Jesus truly is. So when John is standing with his followers and Jesus comes along, he'd come from Nazareth to where John was baptizing by the Jordan River. John says, "Look, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is what John said to his followers. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. By using this term, the Lamb of God, for Jesus, at the beginning, the gospel reveals the true nature and purpose of Jesus' coming. It is telling us that Jesus was the perfect sacrifice for the sin of the world. Later, the gospel places the death of Jesus at the time of the Jewish Passover. At that time, the Jews would remember the sacrifice of the lambs in Egypt as recorded in the book of Exodus, the application of the blood of the lambs on the people's doorposts that saved them from the angel of death. It passed over them and wrought havoc among the Egyptians. And this event freed them from their slavery, their captivity in Egypt, freed them to journey towards the promised land. So Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross frees not just the Jews, but all people from their sin, from their slavery to sin, from their captivity. It sets them free, sets us free to live God's way, to journey towards God's promised future. The death of Jesus on the cross, the sacrificial death for our sins, sets us free to live a new life, to live towards what God has promised for all of us into the future. So when John the Baptist pointed to Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, he was witnessing to a profound truth about who Jesus truly is. The other gospel writers tell the story of Jesus' baptism, but in John's gospel, John the Baptizer testifies to what he has seen and heard. This has convinced him that Jesus is, as he says, the Son of God. This first chapter of John's Gospel stresses the divine nature of this man Jesus, who came from Nazareth to John at the Jordan River and who was baptized. He was truly the Son of God. Down through the centuries, Christians have thought about what it means to call Jesus the Son of God. It's hard for human reason to understand the relationship between God the Father and God the Son. From the early days of Christian thought, some have been unable to accept that God, the Almighty, all-powerful, eternal God, could become a human being. So they've wanted to separate the human nature from the divine nature. Some said that Jesus was a creation of God, that he wasn't fully God, as John said at the beginning of his gospel. Others said that he was not fully human. He was God who sort of was acting like a human being. And this conversation, discussion, debate raged until in the 4th century of the Christian era, the church through its councils decided on the definitive statement of faith, which we call the Nicene Creed. And this is what it says. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father. He wasn't created, he issued forth from the very nature of God. He was God. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, of the same divinity as God, and through whom all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. He was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and he became fully human. So the Nicene Creed states plainly, Jesus is God, Jesus is human, the one unique person in all of history who was both God and human. We don't say the Nicene Creed often enough in the church these days, I think. Perhaps we should, to remind ourselves of who Jesus truly is. But what the Creed says is just really restating what the New Testament says about Jesus. So if we're reading the New Testament, as we are, week by week, day by day, hopefully, we are hearing this truth about who Jesus truly is. And in particular, as we reflect this morning, what the first chapter of John's Gospel says about who Jesus truly is. The Word who was in the beginning with God, who became a human being and lived among us. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the one who has taken our sin upon himself and been sacrificed so that we could be free to live God's way, free to live in the right relationship with God. As we think about who Jesus truly is, it can only lead us to wonder at the goodness and the love of God, that he sent his only Son into this world of sin to be the perfect sacrifice for the sin of the world, to serve and to suffer at human hands for our sake. It can only lead us to worship the one born in Bethlehem, to worship the one who lived to reveal the truth of God, Jesus came that we would know God, be in right relationship with God, be able to live with and for God forever. He is the one who came to die for us, the one who was raised to life again and lives forever, the one who is called Jesus, the one we call the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you, sir. Reflect upon that, the wonder of who Jesus truly is and why we worship him as the one true and living God who saves us and all people from their sins. Amen.